entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. I'm Ruben.
And I'm Leighton. And it is Sunday, December 28th, 2014.
Leighton, let's go check out our feedback. Looking at iTunes. I don't see anything there. Looking at Facebook. One second. Nope, nothing there. All right, well, maybe next week.
Oh, shoot.
You know, all this technology and we can't get feedback.
But nope.
I do have a tech tip.
Yay.
And it's about do not disturb me.
Why are you giving us a tech tip about do not disturb?
That's what it's called, do not disturb.
Oh.
So the reason is because it's so disturbing if you're, especially if you have either your own business or you work for a boss.
Right.
Or you have a relative that are really, really naggy.
Yeah.
They just don't let you go.
They can't.
You're finished with work. You clock out. It's 5 p.m. and you're heading home to spend time with your family or to do something enjoyable. But all of a sudden you get a ring at about 6 o'clock and it's your boss. And he's like, hey, Leighton, we need you to come in.
That's exactly how Ryan.
Well, I thought
sounds.
This was PH.
Oh, well, that too.
We need you to come in and plasma some stuff out.
Yeah.
So this is how Do Not Disturb comes in handy. Now,
okay.
It's built into iOS.
Right.
Even on the Mac.
What?
Which is the desktop version.
How do I make it? I want to make sure that nobody calls me on my Mac, Ruben. How do I make sure that is in Do Not Disturb mode?
You go into your system preference.
Okay, so I hit the Apple in the top left-hand corner, and then I hit System Preferences.
Yeah. And then in there, you go to Notifications.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there is a Do Not Disturb at the top, and you can set it for a time. There is a manual toggle button, but I'm not sure where that's at. But the reason it's nice is because sometimes I record a podcast in the evening.
Right.
And sometimes people will text me, and it will actually beep on my computer.
Okay.
Because of this thing called cohesive, or what is it called?
It's called...
Coercion?
No, it's not coercion. It's, continuity.
Continuity. Yes. Anyway, so that eliminates that problem. But the biggest problem is with your phone. You're getting phone calls either from your employer or family or people. You're getting calls when you don't want to get calls.
Yeah.
You know? So if you go into your phone, your iPhone or iPad, and go into the settings, and then there's a little button there, and it says Do Not Disturb, and it has a little moon shape on it.
Oh, yeah.
You can click on it, and you can manually turn it, toggle it on and off, or you can put it on a schedule. So I have mine set from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay.
I will not hear the calls. They'll show up as missed calls, but the phone will not ring or vibrate or even turn on. If I get a call from anybody...
What do you mean, turn on? You mean, like, the light screen?
The screen will not light up.
Okay.
Unless you're in my favorites. You can set it so that you can receive calls from
Ruben,
your favorites.
Am I in your favorites?
You are in my favorites.
Yes! I'm in Ruben's favorites. I can disturb him even when he does not want to be disturbed.
It's very easy to switch your place.
All right. I won't abuse it. I promise.
But this has been such a blessing in my life.
Good.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag do not disturb. Hashtag blessed.
I'm sure Android has something similar too.
Probably.
And you can, maybe you're in a meeting. You can just manually toggle it on and off by swiping up from the bottom where you get that little menu of button or of options. And you can just hit a little moon and it'll turn on.
Sweet.
So that's my tech
tip.
That
is such a handy tip, Ruben.
Yeah. It will even text messages won't vibrate.
Wow.
Unless they're from your favorites.
Okay.
Pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Leighton.
What?
Do you have a tech tip for us this week?
I
You don't need to. I'm just asking you. All right.
I don't think I do.
That's fine.
Although, 1 second, yeah. Ruben.
Yeah.
I do have a tech tip. I have lots of music, lots of different kinds of music that I like to listen to. And that's why I subscribe to a thing called Google All Access.
Yes.
And for me, it's $8 a month mm-hmm. to get any song that I want from Google's store, Google's music store.
Yes.
Okay?
Which is virtually everything.
Yeah.
The only thing I know that it's not on there is the latest album by
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. It's really sad. I had to buy that on iTunes then.
Yeah.
Anyway, so actually, this is how I discovered this. It is so incredibly easy to get, if you have all your music bought from iTunes, mm-hmm. it is so incredibly easy to switch from using iTunes to using Google's, like, music player.
Yeah.
Like, using their store / their app. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to use.
Now, what do you mean switching? Like, what would you be switching?
Well, for instance, maybe you don't want – maybe you've spent like $300, $400 on iTunes buying music from iTunes, and you don't want to buy those same songs again, or I don't know, maybe you don't want to just go through searching for each one in Google Store after you've subscribed to All Access.
Yeah.
And you don't need to even have All Access in order to transfer your entire iTunes library over to the Google Play app, the Play Music app. Play Music, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's as easy as using something like Google Drive. All you do is take a song, take an album, what have ye, in iTunes.
So you're saying you open up the iTunes app.
You open up iTunes.
On your computer.
On your computer.
Okay.
And then you open up Chrome, go to Google Play Music, I think it's called, and then you log in with your whatever it's called,
Apple
Gmail,
ID.
Gmail.
Your Apple ID. Oh, you're saying
on Google.
Yeah, your Gmail.
You log in with your Gmail account, and then you just simply drag and drop all of your selected songs. And then it uploads them all to the cloud.
So you're saying it just works.
It just works, Ruben. It just works. So for me, Taylor Swift's album wasn't available on Google Play Store, and I wanted it. So
I
bought it on iTunes, and then I just dragged and dropped it on Google Play Music. And now I can have it on my phone, and it works just as well.
And it... Does it have – what about the album art? Is it just like a standard like blank picture for the artwork?
No, Ruben. It looks just as gorgeous as the rest of the songs that I have bought from Google's Play Music.
Okay. So it has the correct artwork for it.
Yes.
For Miss Swift's
Miss
album.
Swift.
I said Swift.
Swift.
Her album.
Yeah,
wow.
her album.
That is amazing.
Isn't it though? So that's my
do you feel tip. A little bit like you're just playing back to about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're playing into the just what a normal American would do by buying her album?
Playing into what a normal American would do.
Well, I'm just saying, do you feel like you're just part of the crowd by being a fan of Taylor Swift?
No. No, Ruben. I'm not just a part of the crowd. You know why?
Tell me.
Because a lot of people are going to hate. And you know what? I am just going to shake those comments off. Okay, Ruben? I'm not going to let them get to me. All right? People
you're,
say
you're
that
a strong man.
I buy too much music. But you know what? I think it's for a good cause. That's just the way I feel.
All right.
Deal with it.
All right, I'll deal with it. All right, moving on. Next story. Talking about the news. I guess we weren't, but we'll move over to the news.
Yeah, talk about the news.
Another airplane went missing. Did you hear about it?
I did not.
It just happened.
Like how long ago?
I saw it on Drudge today. My dad was telling me that it was on Drudge. Air Asia, 162 people on board, goes missing en route to Singapore. I think
again, it's towards the same spot, or like,
well, the same half of the world.
Same, yeah, it's the same hemisphere, man. This is crazy. What a coincidence.
But from what I understand, there was some bad weather, so they rerouted a little bit to land in Singapore. They weren't originally going to be there.
Oh, really?
And then it just they were flying over the ocean, and it never arrived and went missing. They lost contact at 7:24 local time, and I don't know, the article I read didn't say when they took off. But it was mostly there was like one British person, one French person, a couple of South Koreans. And most of the people on board, where was this? Most of them were Indonesian. And there was a few from some other countries.
So they have absolutely no idea what happened to them?
No.
How?
I just wonder, has this happened before this, the last 52 months?
What do you mean? Like aside from like these two instances?
Yes.
Has it happened?
Does it
before?
Happen every year where there is a plane that just disappears? I'm talking like a large commercial airliner.
Are you sure it didn't wreck?
Well,
there would be some kind of distress. Like they have stuff in place to track that stuff, don't they?
They have a black box.
Right.
That's supposed to send out a ping.
It sends out a ping if there's like a distress. Like
well, the whole time.
The whole time it sends out a ping.
I think so.
Well, they need to improve these black boxes.
Something needs to be improved. I feel like you can't go rob a liquor store without getting caught. So how can an airplane just disappear out of thin air?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. This is ridiculous. Okay, before you know it, people aren't going to want to fly anymore, and then we're going to have a travel crisis. Oh, Ruben, this is so bad.
Slightly off topic, but would you rather spend 16 to 18 hours driving to Florida from Indiana, or would you rather spend the 6 hours in time driving to the airport, flying to Florida, and then driving to your place?
Ruben, are you talking? So you're saying in so
not in lieu of this, just overall.
Overall,
yes. Would you rather drive 18 hours, 16 to 18 hours, or spend 6 hours partially in driving to the airport, in the airport, flying to Florida, and then from the airport driving to your...
It takes more than 6 hours.
It probably does. It's probably more like 7 or 8.
8 hours. Let's go 8.
To me?
The whole entire
thing. I asked you first. Go ahead.
All right. So, well, you have to double everything, Ruben. You have to double it. So, in total, we have 8 hours there if we fly, and then you have 8 hours back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 16 hours total.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's do the 16 to 18 hours, 16 plus 60, 32. You have 32 hours, 32 to 36 hours. Wow, that's a big difference. 16, so you're getting an extra day. You're getting an extra day. So now you have to ask yourself, is the... Oh, I don't know, $300, $400 that you're using to buy the plane ticket worth an extra day in Florida is what it's coming down to. Also,
and you also have to pay for
you
fuel.
You need a vehicle.
Down in Florida.
Down in Florida.
So you need to go rent
so
one.
So you got to rent one.
And if you stay for a week.
If you stay for a week.
It's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you.
I don't know how much. I'm guessing.
About $100.
Huh? No, it's more than that.
Well, let's
There's
see.
There's got to be more than that. Pause it.
Okay.
Let's find out.
All right. We're going to take a short little break to figure out what hurts
By
charges.
The way, before you pause it, I was speaking with my mother.
Yeah.
And she said that I asked her what would help her, you know, leave more feedback on the podcast or comment.
Right.
And she said, well, often she's doing something while she's listening. She might be in the kitchen cooking something, making me a sandwich. Or doing whatever.
As she should.
And then she hears something on the podcast, like, oh, you know, I'd have a comment about that or a question or something. And then by the time, but she's in the middle of something. So by the time she gets back to either her computer or onto her phone to get to it, she either forgets about it or just doesn't care anymore. So she said, you know, if there'd only be a phone number that I could just really quickly call and leave a message, that would be the easiest thing in the world for me.
She actually said that.
Yes.
But we've had a phone number for eight.
Since
the beginning of this podcast.
Since the inception.
I've had a phone number that you...
So we will give out that phone number. If you have a thought, just real quickly, while we're taking this break, you take a little break and give us your thoughts.
Yeah, give us your thoughts.
The number is 817-382-7769. 817-382-7769. And we'd be interested in hearing what you have to say.
Yeah.
All right. We're back. Layton did some digging. Layton, what did you find?
Well, I dug something up, Ruben. I dug it up on the internet at a little website called Hertz.com. And for a week.
How bad does it hurt to rent a car?
It doesn't hurt the wallet too bad. it turns out that you're looking at for renting a car for a week, you're going to pay anywhere from $200 to like $400.
$200 is like basically a bicycle with an engine.
Nah, they had like a mid-size sedan.
It was not
five people.
That was $250.
No, it was.
Yes, it was.
Oh.
The mid-size sedan was $250.
I can't.
Plus, if you need to get insurance on it, which your insurance, yeah, I don't know how your insurance is set up.
It's $11 a day.
Your insurance might cover that.
Yeah, your insurance does.
But to be safe, you probably want to bet on $300. I mean, and I'd say that's even maybe a little bit on the low end.
The low end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So, I don't know where we're at with our figuring expenses.
Right.
But back to your. You were going through this thinking this out loud.
Yeah.
What would you rather do? And you were trying to make it sound as if it's a mathematical equation where if it, at a certain point of cost versus time, you'd be willing to do one or the other.
I would say...
Should I just say what I think?
It's taken
you a long time.
I would probably... It also depends who you're going with. Because sometimes...
That might be the biggest factor.
You're stuck in a car for 36 hours with these people that you're going with.
You're right. But I do want to add a little thing here. All right. If you're going to be leaving, you're probably going to leave. You should be leaving at night. So you're probably leaving.
Why should you? We're going to drive to Florida through the night. They'll never know that we were gone.
Well, or like you'll probably leave late afternoon after people are off from work because you're probably going to leave on a Friday.
Right.
Or maybe on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be after work. So it's going to be around between 5 and 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Is probably when you're going to be leaving.
Yes.
So you'll be able to spend 12 hours in the nighttime where you can be sleeping.
Okay.
And obviously one of you will have to be driving.
Right.
Hopefully two people are awake at all times.
Should.
That's my rule.
Should.
Unless I'm by myself.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
You're
crazy.
I would rather drive to Florida at 16 to 18 hours than fly. I hate the hassle of flying.
But I love flying. I do.
I hate walking through the airport.
I love walking
Taking off
the airport.
My shoes.
I love taking off my shoes.
Putting it through a little... conveyor belt.
Ditto. I love doing that. You know why?
Tell me.
Because it makes me feel important.
Oh, my goodness.
It does. Because
it's
like...
If you want to feel important, you drive up to the airport and get on a private jet.
Yeah, that's a lot more money, though.
Then you'd feel important.
What's awesome, though, is that these guys, these TSA guys, like, you know, they're all like, oh, you got to make sure that you take off your shoes, take off your belt, make sure all the change is taken out of your pockets, your keys, your wallet, any electronics that you have. You need to put your laptop in a separate tote so that, you know, we can scan that, too, because we don't know what you have in your MacBook Pro. It could be a bomb. All that stuff, you go through that whole rigmarole, and the whole while I'm feeling like, man... They think I'm that dangerous.
They don't think that because
they do too.
Evidence.
Otherwise,
it is evidence of how many times things slip through security.
Not very often. Just
you
saying.
Know, totally on a separate note,
what?
Is there an air marshal on every flight?
There's supposed to be. I don't know if there is, but there's supposed to be.
Okay. Yeah, there is. You're saying there is supposed to be.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that some frequent flyers, like, they know, like, because they like, start to see, because, you know, some people fly just as often as they would take the train. Mm-hmm. And...
Are you saying there's train marshals?
No. I'm saying that people that fly often, like, take the same flight, I'm guessing could pick out the air marshal that's on their flight.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Because it's like, oh, that guy's going again. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Unless he's like the guy who's just another frequent flyer.
Yeah.
That happens to take the same commute.
There was a movie about an air marshal. It was the same actor that played in Taken 1, Taken Again, and Taken 3.
Retaken.
Yeah. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Yes. And that was, I think it's a cool story, the thought of, I don't remember any other story being about an air marshal. Do you? You're looking awfully bored.
I am.
Don't you like that? If I'm flying, that interests me. Like, I would want to try to see, who looks suspicious.
Who has a gun? Who looks like they have a gun?
Yes.
And you see if you can pick them out. Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure, why not?
By the way, that movie was called Nonstop. Liam Neeson's in it. I enjoyed it.
Good.
Speaking of movies, Egypt bans Exodus, Gods, and Kings because of historical inaccuracies.
But, Ruben, I thought that Moses did know martial arts.
Oh, that's not the inaccuracy.
Oh.
The inaccuracy is because the film depicts the Jews building the pyramids. And it is generally accepted that this happened several hundred years before the Jews were captives in Egypt. And there was also one other discrepancy about the Red Sea parting. And I'm not sure how the film
I didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it either. I'm not planning to because it sounds like a bunch of garbage.
Boring dribble.
They also banned Noah, like previously.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
With Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
He's like beating up guys. He's like, I'm Noah.
Have you seen it?
No, but I've heard terrible reviews about it. So that's nice.
Something interesting. Do you know who plays the voice of the dragon
in Smaug?
Yes,
in the Hobbit.
In the Hobbit.
Just rename
Smaug
it.
Is the name of the dragon.
Yes.
I'm gonna play a little clip. I'm gonna play a little
Benedict
clip.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
You. Yeah, I'm gonna play a little clip.
Okay.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
I should tell you what this is. This
okay.
This is the audition tape for people, and this happens to be the guy who eventually got it, but this is the audition tape for Smaug.
Oh thief. I smell you. I can hear your breath, so why don't you show yourself?
I guess my first.
When I watched the movie, the earlier movies of it, what? You're looking really weird.
Yeah.
People can't see you. They can't hear you the way you're looking.
I know.
Anyway, I assumed this was some kind of digitalized voice.
Yeah.
I did not know it was just
all him.
Raw voice. This was all just Benedict Cumberbatch.
They probably boosted the bass a bit.
They might have boosted it a little bit, but you heard it right there. That was just the audition tape.
Yeah. It was pretty beastly. I did watch The Hobbit, and like the last one, the Battle of Five Armies, and it was good times. It brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah. From Lord of the Rings or from previous Hobbits?
Brought back memories of Lord of the Rings, number one, and number two, I did read the book.
Please don't give anything away. I have not read the book or watched the movie.
Like any of the movies.
Yeah, I've seen the first two movies.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying this last one does not disappoint.
Okay, good.
I really felt good about it.
Good.
So, yeah.
You have a talent, Leighton, for changing your voice and impersonations.
Yeah.
And this all ties into Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right.
Would you be interested
No.
in joining Irish Sports Talk to impersonate opposing coaches? Yeah, I'm serious.
Wait, do you want me to actually try to sound like them or just give him like a stupid voice?
No, actually sound like them.
I don't
but
think
just
that enough...
saying stupid things. Like obviously it'd be more of a humorous segment.
Sure, why not?
Shall I give you a sample?
Yeah, sample me.
Okay. This is Les Miles. He is the coach for LSU, who Notre Dame's going to be playing on
the
bowl game here on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Here is an interview with Les. So I'm going to play it, and then I just want you to come back and give us a taste of his medicine. Anytime now. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm not going to announce that, to be honest, but I would say that several underclassmen have said, you know.
Oh, where did it stop?
I don't know, Ruben.
Hang on. Internet. Go, go.
Officially, that there's something that they would. You know.
Let me pause it for a second.
He sounds like Denzel Washington.
What? Denzel
bit.
Washington?
Yeah, a
no.
Bit.
Okay, I'm trying to play it again here.
You know, they're considering returning.
What's the deal?
I don't know.
Is that enough of a segment for you to go off?
Sure.
Of? Are you sure?
I don't. Yeah.
Okay, should I ask you a question? You can answer it with his voice.
I'll try.
Okay,
certainly, and I can tell
that's
you
that's me.
You're likely to have a nice press conference and an opportunity to announce those guys. That
all right? So, Les, you're playing Notre Dame here in a few days. What is one thing you're worried about Notre Dame's offense?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that. I need to really be that worried about the offense of Notre Dame. I'm more worried about the special teams of the kicker, especially. I'm really worried that he's actually going to end up injuring one of the defensive players on our end because he misses so bad all the time, and I'm pretty sure that one of our players is going to have a concussion. So that's what I'm mainly worried about in the next game.
I'll give you a clap. That's pretty good. So it would obviously take a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just mean like we do it every week.
Oh, you do?
During the football season.
You play a clip of the opposing
team's
coach and just poke fun at him? We do this every week.
I'm saying that is what we would be doing with your segment.
Sure.
So, and obviously you couldn't. Probably couldn't do it all the time because of whatever, family, work, church. But if it would happen to work out, you're saying you'd be interested.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not a good impersonator.
Okay.
At all. But I am going to try to become a better impersonator. I even have a podcast. I'm eyeing a podcast.
It's called How to Impersonate People?
No, it's called Voice Acting Mastery with Crispin Freeman. And he's got 160 reviews. On iTunes.
Really?
See? I knew that'd bring you back.
I'm...
So,
there is truly a podcast for everything.
There is.
Ugh. So that's great.
There was a lot for singing, but I was trying to find one that's more about
voice. Well, it's probably
voice.
Like voice exercises.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
Me.
And they're probably, maybe they're tied in somewhat.
Mo.
I don't know.
Mo.
Let's see what else we've got here, Layton.
What? What else do we have?
Okay, covered that. Oh, yeah. A new segment here called What Does It Mean?
When?
No, just What Does It Mean? And here's it's a cliche, wherewithal.
Wherewithal?
Yeah, I've heard it several times. I actually had this in the show notes for probably 6 months and just never got to it. And finally, I was looking through my notes and I saw... Wherewithal. So no, don't look it up. Don't look it up.
Ah, okay.
What do you think it means? Wherewithal. Have you heard it used in context? You've heard someone say wherewithal.
No.
Oh, please.
I've never heard wherewithal.
It's one word, wherewithal.
The closest thing that I can like relate to that, where it sounds like an old English word used in modern times, especially when people are giving their testimonies at church, is the word behooved. It behooved me.
Wherewithal did it behoove thee?
Yeah.
Anyway, I had no clue what it meant either. I looked it up, and this is the definition.
Wait, I'm supposed to guess.
Well, you sounded like you weren't going to. Okay. Are you going to?
I'll try to break it down. Okay. Where with all. Okay, so I would say, like, let me use it in an example sentence. I went to the store where with all my friends we ate sushi. I don't know. Yeah. So thus, I think it's like all inclusive.
You went this wherewithal, like a hotel type thing.
Or yes.
Like a vacation spot.
This is a wherewithal vacation.
This is actually what it means.
Okay.
The money or other means needed for a particular purpose. They lacked the wherewithal to pay.
It means money.
Yes. Or means. So it could be like...
stuff to bargain with.
Stuff to bargain with, yeah. How does wherewithal mean that?
Get it right, Webster.
Did you
look this up on dictionary.com?
This word? It's on Google, and they referenced Merriam-Webster.
Okay, good.
But it's not wherewithal. It's wherewithal. It's not an A-L-L. It's just an A-L with all.
Okay. Well, we got that all figured out.
Science.
It's English. Oh, science.
Layton, I think that was...
Was that
my last one.
Was that your last one? Well, I mean, we had a good run.
But remember, if you guys want to leave a comment, you can do so by visiting our Facebook page or Twitter, both of which are accessible over at FrenchPressPodcast.com.
Yeah.
Or if you like my mother and you're...
You like his mother.
And if you are like my mother.
Right.
And you don't have the wherewithal to get to your phone to leave a comment, you can just go ahead and just call. Obviously, you need your phone for that. 817-382-7769. Leave a short message. It cuts you out at, I think, 2 minutes. So keep it short.
Like 140 characters short.
Yeah, imagine this were a text. Treat it like a text or a tweet.
Right. So tweet us with your voice.
Yeah.
Or tweet us for real. I think we have a Twitter account, don't we?
We do. It's at French Press Pod.
Yeah. Oh, we're all over the place.
Layton, with that, I think I will bid you adieu.
Okay. Ruben.
Yes.
I've forgotten something.
Is it a song?
It's not.
Okay.
It is a story.
Tell me your story.
It was early in the morning at approximately 5:30. And I am laying in my bed and I hear some crackling. A disturbance, if you will.
Okay.
And I turn to see where with all my stuff on top of my dresser. There is something that doesn't belong.
What is it?
It's something moving. Stuff on top of my dresser should not move.
So it's
not by itself.
Is it like one of those vases filled with like a lava lamp?
No, Ruben. It was smaller than a lamp.
Smaller than a lamp. But on your dresser?
On my dresser.
Was it something you had placed there?
No, Ruben, I wouldn't touch it.
You wouldn't touch it? Something your friends left there?
They wouldn't touch it.
Something an enemy left there?
They would touch it.
Oh, tell me what it is!
I didn't get the best look at it.
Okay.
But I roll over in my bed to see what is atop my nightstand. And once again, I'm faced with the same tale that I saw scurrying underneath my door so many weeks ago.
Have you thought of, did you chase this tale?
I couldn't. He knew that I had seen him, and it behooved him to be caught. So,
where did he escape to?
He went down the cord of my lamp.
So they can crawl cords.
They can crawl cords.
Was he going head first or butt first?
I'm pretty sure it was head.
Wow.
So he just so nimbly just and gone. I don't.
Did you get it? How good of a look did you get?
I saw his hindquarters.
Did you see where there was any hair that was peeled off from your previous battle?
I didn't get a good enough look. I was so startled.
You know what I would do?
What?
Aside from getting a trap.
I have a trap.
I would set up a surveillance camera.
Like a motion sensor camera?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And just video anything that moves. When you're not. Well, even if you are there during the night.
Do you know how expensive that is, Ruben? You have to have all the lights off.
You can set up your old devices, like an old phone, okay. iPod Touch, iPad.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can do, I don't know what app, but you can use those.
They're like motion sensitive.
I don't know if they're motion sensitive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need a motion sensitive camera, and it needs to be night vision. Because the mouse will not come out if there are lights on, I'm pretty sure. They need
you
to travel.
Well, just
under
set
night.
It. Leave the light on during the day, and set up this camera. Kyle, our good friend Kyle, who you often make fun of, he has some kind of surveillance camera.
He has a dashboard cam.
He has a dashboard cam now too.
Well, yeah, he like.
Well, that's different.
He saw those Russian dash cam videos. He's like, I want to be like that. So he has. I think he has a dash cam mounted.
But he also has a surveillance camera.
I think he accidentally bought that.
Well, he still has it.
Oh.
Borrow it from him.
Okay.
And just watch the patterns of this mouse.
The patterns of the mouse.
Yeah, so you can kind of see where it likes to travel to and from. And then you know where to set your trap. Because
I know where likes to travel. I can see, like, a specific spot underneath my door where it is. There's a path beaten down underneath it.
Did you know that my parents caught a mouse in a trap within the past few days?
They failed to mention that.
It just happened.
What did they use?
They used one of the snap traps. Wooden base, metal snapper.
And they did what? They
put some, not bacon, peanut butter. Put some peanut butter on it and killed it. Caught it and killed it.
I should do that. I should maybe borrow one of their clap traps.
Yeah. They set it up again just in case there is another one.
Yeah, well,
because it's my, not from experience, but it's just kind of my hypothesis that
if there's
mice
one,
don't travel by ones. They travel
they
as families.
They travel.
You know?
Like,
it's like
hostetlers on vacation.
Yes.
You're not just going to go by yourself on vacation.
No.
You're going to pack up all the kids, get the rest of the mieses together, and
yes.
You're going to head out west.
Yes.
To Arizona.
Mm-hmm. So they killed one, caught it, killed it. It was dead with the trap. They didn't have to do anything extra.
Excellent.
So that's it.
That's
I am glad to hear though the update about your mouse.
Yeah,
and I hope that eventually you'll catch him.
I hope so too, Ruben.
Does it make you nervous that he might like climb over your body and bite your lip or whatever? You know what I mean?
No, mice are...
Are you worried about getting violated by a mouse? And I mean that in the just most general term possible.
No, I am not, because mice are afraid of people. They are the
obviously
most
not,
timid little
obviously
rodents.
Not so afraid that while you're asleep, he's going to go bounce around your dresser.
But as soon as he had made a noise, he scurried away. They are so afraid of us, Ruben. They're so afraid. They don't mess with us.
Let me put it in our own terms, in our own world.
Okay.
If you were a caveman.
I am a caveman.
And there was this saber-tooth tiger.
Yep.
Sleeping outside your hut.
Right.
Would you then go walk past him?
Did you say saber-tooth?
Is that not a thing?
Saber-tooth.
Oh. Well, this was a very
this
was a technical tiger.
I'm a caveman, and this is a robot tiger. I'm freaked out, of course.
You should be more freaked out.
Yeah.
They're obviously more intelligent than you at this point.
Yep.
Would you go out and walk by him? if you thought he was asleep? No, you'd wait till he'd be gone before you'd show your face.
No, Ruben, that is not the equivalent, because the lion, the saber-toothed tiger, the cyber-toothed tiger, would want to eat me. I don't want to eat the mouse.
He doesn't know that.
I just want to kill
him. He doesn't know that.
I just want to kill
him. He has no idea.
I know that. But also, then you have to think, I was here first. The mouse was not here first. Okay? And I'm pretty sure if I am the caveman
hold on,
in the story.
Hold on. The mouse might have got here while you were at Bible school. So he may have settled in while you were gone for 6 weeks.
Oh, Ruben.
And now he feels home, and now he feels like his home is being violated by this white beast.
I am a white beast. That's me. Just white and beastly.
Anyway.
I don't know where we were going with that.
Yeah, we can call it quits now for the second time.
For the second. That's the second ending on one podcast.
Alternate ending. Hate those movies.
Yeah.